So you mentioned the RELEVANCE trial looking at lenalidomide and rituximab that was presented at the ASCO meeting. Can you kind of go through what the most important findings were from the study? And right now, clinically, how you see, sort of putting aside the regulatory issues that always come up, but just basically in terms of clinical decision-making, how you decide between using, say, R-squared, for example, compared to R-chemo?
So the RELEVANCE trial, which was presented at ASCO and published recently in the New England Journal of Medicine, compared in 500 patients each arm, either R-square, a combination of lenalidomide rituximab or rituximab and chemotherapy, which included patients either treated with rituximab bendamustine or rituximab CHOP. The response rate, carefully evaluated at 6 months, was not different between the two regimen, either R-square or R-chemo, and the progression-free survival was nearly identical. These are early results which give confidence to use the R-square regimen in patients that were usually treated with immunochemotherapy. You have, however, to balance a couple of things. The side effects of R-chemo are the usual one: alopecia, neutropenia with R-CHOP, eventually some fatigue or some infection risk with bendamustine, while with R-square, there are some patients suffering from rashes, eventually some diarrhea or other GI effect. In addition to that, the way the treatment with R-square was designed in RELEVANCE was 6 months with a full dose of lenalidomide, which was 20 milligrams 21 days out of 28, followed by 1 year at lower dose, 10 milligrams, and an additional year of rituximab, which gives basically 2.5 years of active treatment with a combination of both drugs for 1.5 years. The R-chemo arm was derived from the PRIMA trial, so 6 months of immunochemotherapy and then one infusion of rituximab every 2 months for 2 years. So this has also to be balanced because it's likely that during the next year, after the first 6 months, the patient may have a little bit more symptom with R-square than with a rituximab single agent, but maybe better tolerated during the first 6 months. So the length of the treatment should be also taken into consideration when discussing these options with the patients.